The Duke Telehope Program, a multidisciplinary initiative to improve care transitions between hospitals and skilled nursing facilities, SNFs, has successfully reduced readmission rates and reduced SNF costs over 5 years. This innovative program leverages weekly teleconferences to facilitate communication and collaboration between hospital and SNF care teams. Problem: the transition from hospital to SNF is a critical period for patients, often marked by complexity and a high risk of readmissions. In 2018, 20% of Medicare beneficiaries were discharged to SNFs, incurring a cost of $28.5 billion for Medicare. The national 30-day rehospitalization rate in 2015 was 19%, with studies indicating that 31% to 67% of these readmissions were potentially preventable. Recognizing the need to address this challenge, the Duke University Health System, which discharges approximately 5,200 patients to SNFs annually, launched the Telehope Program in 2019. Solution: the Duke Telehope Program was initially funded by the Duke Institute for Health Innovation, DHI, as a pilot project. Following the pilot's success, the program received sustained funding and became integral to the Duke Population Health Management Office. The program focuses on patients discharged from Duke University Hospital and Duke Regional Hospital to four partner skilled nursing facilities, also known as SNFs. The core components of the program include weekly multidisciplinary teleconference. These conferences bring together key hospital and SNF stakeholders to discuss patient care transitions. Duke's Telehope team participants include a hospitalist, a geriatric nurse practitioner, a pharmacist, and learners from various healthcare disciplines. SNF representatives often include a nurse, a social worker, or an advanced practice provider. Pre-conference patient review. The Duke Telehope team reviews each patient's case before the conference. Collaborative care planning. During the teleconference, the team discusses the patient's needs, identifies potential safety gaps in the transition process, and develops recommendations for ongoing care at the SNF. Documentation, clinical recommendation, and analysis. And medication reconciliation notes are documented in the patient's medical record and transmitted to the SNF care team. The program tracks patient outcomes, including readmission rates, length of stay at the SNF, and associated costs. The data is compared to similar non-participating SNFs to assess the program's impact. Impact and outcome. Since its inception, the Duke Telehope Program has facilitated 1,915 weekly teleconferences discussing the care transitions of 1,029 patients. The majority of patients were discharged from Duke University Hospital, 7%, with 30.3% identified as high risk for readmission. Conferences typically occurred an average of 6.87 days after hospital discharge. Importantly, patients in the Telehope partner SNFs were demographically similar to those in the comparison SNF cohort. Over the 5-year evaluation period, the program demonstrated the following key outcomes: sustained reduction in readmission rates, shorter length of stay in SNFs, and lower SNF costs. Sustained reduction in readmission rates. Patients discharged to Telehope. Partner SNFs consistently experienced lower readmission rates than those in the non-participating SNF cohort. This positive trend was observed across each 12-month interval throughout the study period. Shorter length of stay in SNFs. Patients in the Telehope. SNFs had a significantly shorter average length of stay, 26.45 days, than their counterparts in the non-Telehope cohort, 30.18 days. This finding suggests that the program's interventions may contribute to more efficient care transitions and potentially quicker patient recovery. Lower SNF costs. The program reduced mean SNF payments for patients in the Telehope facilities, $12,694, compared to the non-Telehope group, $13,078. This cost reduction highlights the potential financial benefits of improved care coordination and reduced readmissions. Conclusion. The Duke Telehope program provides a compelling model for improving the quality and efficiency of care transitions between hospitals and SNFs. By fostering collaboration between care teams and proactively addressing potential care gaps, the program has successfully reduced readmissions, shortened SNF lengths of stay, and lowered costs. The program's impact underscores the value of multidisciplinary teamwork and communication in optimizing patient care during this vulnerable transition period. The program's ability to identify systemic issues and initiate quality improvement efforts further strengthens its contribution to enhancing patient care. The financial sustainability of the program, supported by cost savings and alignment with Medicare's shared savings goals, ensures its continued impact on patient outcomes.